Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle futures changes with Dr. Glenn Tonzer in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
In response to meetings with the cattle industry and lots of concerns being raised by beef producers, the CME Group recently announced some changes being implemented for live cattle futures contracts. According to ag economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer, he thinks these are positive changes for cattle producers. Two of the changes, according to Dr. Tonzer, address a couple of important technicalities in cattle futures trading.
They're specific to the live cattle contract. Is CME plans to institute what they call a seasonal discount of $1.50 on the October contract only for deliveries to Worthington, South Dakota. Basically, the stated goal here is to better align delivery values with cash market prices, keep regional differences a little bit more in line with what we'd expect. That's the goal of that change. The second will be is changing the grading and quality specifications on deliveries. So changing to a 60% choice, 40% select mix versus the prior 55-45 split. That's scheduled to start with the October 2017 contract. Effectively, that's basically just trying to get the specs more in line with what we observe on actual live cattle.
Now, the third change, according to Dr. Tonzer, calls for a short-term pause in deferred live contracts beyond the fall of 2017.
The third part would be delayed listing of additional contracts beyond October 2017. So effectively what CME is saying is the contracts that would be scheduled to show up after that, so December and so forth, 2017, at this point, they've made an announcement they don't plan to list and make those available. I don't know how long that'll go on. One of the quotes was basically alluding to some concerns about the current workings of the cash market. CME is working a lot with different segments of the industry, trying to understand different aspects of cash market transparency, where auctions do work, don't work, can we do more with them. They're exploring cash settling the live cattle contract. There's a lot of things on the table here, a lot more unanswered questions than there are answers at the moment. I think it'd be a fair statement.
Liquidity, transparency of the Fed cattle market is something that the cattle market's been wrestling with for quite some time. A good example of trying to address that is the Fed Cattle Market Exchange. It's being advanced by Superior Livestock. They started, of course, at the beginning of summer, put it on a hiatus, and now planning to bring it back in mid-September, hoping that it will be one way to provide some liquidity, some transparency in Fed cattle marketings on a cash basis. Things like this that could help with cash market liquidity could be positive for our cattle futures going forward. Dr. Tonzer says he's glad to see CME working with the industry on these issues.
I think it's an effort to get this contract, which is basically a price risk management tool, to get them better in line with what we think real value of animals are. I'm really referring to all three of these announcements when I say I think it's an effort to get this live cattle contract as a general resource to be more in line with what's going on, quote unquote, on the ground in the industry. And I think that's good.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.